You know, there are a lot of people who work really hard to get people saved, and they just don't get a lot done. Like, for example, people who scream on the street corner with a bullhorn. Now, look, that's got to be hard work. I mean, you do that for a while, you're probably going to collapse in bed at night tired. You know, I know preaching is hard work. You know, when I've preached every night for the last few nights, and I want to say thank you very much to the people who showed up the last several nights for the filming of the Revelation series. But, you know, just preaching, you know, on Wednesday night and then preaching two sermons on Thursday night, preaching on Friday night, preaching on Saturday night. You know, it doesn't seem like much, but man, it's draining. And I got to imagine that, especially, you know, standing out on a street corner and screaming and preaching and, you know, out in that kind of environment. But you know what? It's such a waste of time. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's a complete waste of time. I talked to this guy. He did it for every week for a year and had nobody saved. Okay? It's not effective. It's not. You say, well, what's wrong with it? Well, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it except that it's just a big waste of time and you're probably not accomplishing half as much or how about 1/100th as much. I mean, if you put that same time into knocking doors and actually went to people one-on-one and actually talked to them instead of just yelling in a bullhorn, you'd actually get people saved. And so it's a big waste of time. You know, you spend 100 hours out street preaching, you're going to get very little results and very few people saved. Spend 100 hours soul winning, you're probably going to get 40 or 50 people saved if you're doing a good job and you're filled with the Holy Spirit. So what, you think you're going to get 40 or 50 people saved bullhorning? Because you're not. It's a waste of time. And you say, well, but it's biblical. No, it isn't. It's not biblical. You say, well, people preached outside in the Bible. Yeah, they preached to audiences outside. Whenever you see Jesus preaching outside, people gathered to hear him. He wasn't just yelling at cars going by and yelling at people walking by. That is not biblical. You cannot find me a place in the Bible where somebody preached, where there's nobody listening. I'm all for having an outdoor service. I mean, I'm all for all of us meeting in the park and setting up a sound system and having a big preaching service. And, you know, the unsaved could walk by and see. Great. But when you see a guy preaching with no audience and people are just walking by and people are just driving by and he's just yelling on the street corner saying, this is what God told us to do in the Bible. I want to say where? Because the Bible, and then people tell you this, Jesus was a street preacher. Okay, the Bible says his voice was not heard in the streets. What part of that do you not understand? That's in Matthew 12. It says his voice was not heard in the streets. No, he preached unto people that came to hear him. Or he went to people one-on-one and preached to them. He spoke to people who were listening. He didn't just go out and just start yelling. And a lot of these street preachers too, they're not preaching the gospel. Because the Bible teaches that when we preach to the unsaved, we're supposed to be preaching the gospel. You know, Paul, when he came to the Corinthians, he said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, he said. You know, when we preach to the saved in church, we preach on every subject. But when we go to the unsaved, you know what the main message we need to bring people is? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Because look, if somebody's not saved, all the other stuff's not going to help them anyway, is it? So standing outside of a movie theater, this movie's wicked as hell, and you should be going to this movie. Or standing outside the adult bookstore, there's a bunch of pornography in here, or standing outside, you know. I mean, it's not biblical methodology. I'm sure it's hard work. I'm sure it takes a lot of guts to get out there and do it. But it's not what God told us to do. He told us to give the gospel to every creature, to preach the gospel to every creature. And when we study the Bible, we see that happening from house to house. We see that happening one-on-one. Or we see that happening in an assembly where people have gathered to hear. We don't see any bullhorning, okay? I don't believe in it. You say, well, are you going to be mad at me if I do it? No, but I probably will just think that you're wasting your time. I'm not going to think it's cool because I don't think it's cool. I'm not interested in it.